From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, March 6th. Over 9 million veterans use the Veteran Affairs healthcare system. Now, the Trump administration wants to drastically cut the workforce that delivers their medical care. According to an internal memo, the administration plans to cut more than 70,000 jobs from the VA department. That has some veterans in the North State alarmed and speaking out. Warren Roll is a Vietnam combat vet and the president of Tri-County's Veterans of America Chapter 582.
We're going to lay off 70,000 workers in the VA system, and this is unacceptable. They barely have enough staff now to run the facility. The Chico facility is overworked. They double book the doctors. They double book everybody. Now they're trying to fire people. This is ridiculous.
Veterans held a news conference at Chico's VA clinic Tuesday. Roll says he's concerned about the site and says it's been hard to get information.
They've clammed up like a clam on the beach. There was a director yesterday when we had our press conference at the VA clinic. The director of Northern California was there, and he couldn't talk much about it.
Roll and a number of other veterans in the region sent a letter to Congressman Doug LaMalfa expressing their concern Tuesday. He says they haven't received a response. In other news, Bidwell Mansion arsonist Kevin Alexander Carlson will now serve 11 years in state prison. It was decided yesterday at Butte County Superior Court in Oroville. There, Judge Corey J. Carraway gave the defendant the upper maximum sentence.
Defendant is sentenced to the state prison for the upper term of 6 years, plus an additional 5 years pursuant to the Penal Code Section 451.1, subsection C, enhancement. That is to run consecutive to each other for a total aggregate sentence of the maximum time allowed of 11 years in the state prison.
The enhancement charge of 5 years was added for Carlson using gasoline in the crime. The judge denied the request by Carlson's defense team to reduce his sentence by 5 years. He was also fined several hundred dollars and ordered to pay nearly $40 million in victim restitution fine to Bidwell Mansion State Park. And ground recently broke on a $70 million regional cancer treatment center in Reading. Oncology services in the city are currently split between three separate locations. Chief Operating Officer at Dignity Health, Robert Folden, says the need to consolidate them is a big reason the center is being built.
When you think about the average patient needing to go from their doctor's office to imaging, to getting labs drawn, to maybe getting radiation therapy, you know, people are having to travel all over.
Folden says the regional treatment center will open by July of next year. Also, Butte County is celebrating its museums this month. The annual event showcased 18 participating museums this weekend and was extended through March. Ashley Baer is the director of Explore Butte County, which puts on the event.
This is an opportunity to still go and visit all participating locations. Even if you miss the free admission weekend, you can still go and discover what makes these museums so special. We have a digital passport where people can check in with a photo if they check into five different places or extra events that are happening throughout March. They get a custom museum month sticker.
She says those who attend a participating museum and download the digital passport also qualify for a grand prize.
We're going to be selecting four winners to receive a membership to a participating location of their choice, valued up to $100 for a one-year membership.
Find a list of participating museums at mynspr.org. And finally, Californians could see major impacts from recent tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump. The Nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California says the state is the largest exporter in the U.S., as well as the second largest importer. Economists say tariffs could raise California's already high cost of living and impact jobs across its ports. Consumers could see a direct rise in the price of building materials, fabric, coffee, and spices, among other goods. The PPIC says in 2024, California's total merchandise trade was $65 billion, almost 16% of the state's GDP. And those were your headlines for Thursday, March 6th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.